All right, we are here the morning after the premiere of the Corn Crib and the Corn Belters, and I'm with Jim Tarman with the Illinois Corn Growers. And Jim, give me your title, please.
Field Services Director.
All right, Jim, well, you were there last night at the opening game there at the new Corn Crib. What'd you think about it?
Oh, it was just a beautiful night for the opening day. Good crowd. They had nearly 6,000 people there. Very pleased to see all the excitement and everything and the embracing of the community. And that's one of the reasons we got involved was hopefully the community will embrace it and we can hopefully reconnect, you know, maybe some of that disconnection that there has been between the rural community and the urban, our urban cousins in town. So we're very excited about this new venue to start talking about modern production agriculture.
Well, and of course, the Illinois Corn Growers, because it's really named for corn. We had the team named the Corn Belters, and that's how you got involved. But you also got some other commodity groups and some other companies involved in this as co-sponsors of this, right?
Absolutely. One of our goals is to capture as many partnerships as we can through this venue. Pioneer came on board early on as one of our sponsors, Syngenta. We've got Prairie Farms that's involved, Illinois Pork Producers, Illinois Beef Association as well. So we're trying to bring the commodity groups and a lot of the companies are going to be working with a lot of our seed corn company partners as well that we work with beyond Pioneer. But we're very excited about bringing those on and helping us share the message of modern corn production.
Now, how much input did you have as far as like planting the corn and underneath the scoreboard and that kind of thing? How much input do you have as the sponsors of this ballpark?
Well, very simply put, I've got dirt underneath my fingernails. We wanted to, as much as we could, visually show, you know, actually what corn is. I mean, there's a lot of folks that just look at all the corn along the roadside and think it's sweet corn. So we've got six different little mini plots, if you will, out there that actually has regular field corn in that. We planted that ourselves. It's beginning to come up. If your listeners have ever seen the movie Field of Dreams, the players eventually, when the stadium's done, will walk through a simulated corn field onto the field itself. So as well as throughout, we've got the FFA chapters, local FFA chapters involved with growing some specialty corn that we'll actually be using in the landscaping so they can look at what the actual difference is between sweet corn, broom corn, popcorn, so that they can actually see what the difference is between those corns.
Wow, that's cool. I didn't even realize that you had different varieties. That's really interesting. You brought up the Field of Dreams connection, and that was kind of where I went when I came with this. How do you feel about this as far as bringing this new team to the Bloomington Normal area?
Obviously, we got involved because of the name, the Corn Belters. We're right here in the Corn Belt. Very excited about naming the stadium the Corn Crib. And like I said, we see this as a right in our backyard as a real opportunity, a test bed, if you will, of sharing different messages, what resonates with people, try to help them understand what modern corn production is all about and dispel some of the myths that they may be hearing about what's going on out there.
How do you see this helping you with your members?
There's a lot of different teams throughout the Midwest here. We've got arrangement with the Marion Miners down there. So when the Corn Belters travel down to that venue, we're going to be having members nights down here at the Corn Crib here locally at our home stadium. Monday nights is going to be half price members night there. So we're very excited. Evansville has a team as well, and we're going to be doing some members nights there as well.
And as you said, last night you had almost 6,000 people there. Were you pretty impressed with the turnout?
Very much so. I mean, it was a beautiful night. The crowd seemed to be very much into it. Like I said, I the stadium's not even quite finished yet, and there was just an electricity in the air that you can feel, and that's exactly what we were wanting to be a part of, to share our messages with the general community.
People are still removed from the farm, even though, like you said, they drive down the road and see corn.
Yes, yeah, they do. And again, just to reemphasize, I mean, there's been such a disconnect, and I don't even think we realized till we got involved how much of a disconnect there is from the farm. I mean, from some of the survey work that we do, there's still a great deal of trust. But I think there's more and more lack of understanding about what we're exactly doing. They still trust us, but they want to know, what exactly are you doing, you know, with our food supply?
Well, I was very impressed by it, and I think it really could be actually something that other states could consider.
Well, we've already been in conversations with some of our state affiliates who have teams in their states, and we look to partner with them and maybe try some things at their stadiums when our Corn Belters travel over to meet their team.
Well, thank you very much, Jim Tarman, here at the Illinois Corn Growers. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.